It takes.
Kix 96.1, High Plains Radio, .net or KICX app, and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. High school volleyball on the airwaves for the first time. We're at the Graff Event Center at Cook Community College for a triangular. We've got two matches on Kix 96.1 tonight. We'll have all three on our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. McCook and Minden, the Whippets, come in ranked among the elite in Class C1 defending champs. Bison 1-0 after their Lexington matchup last week. We'll hear from both coaches, head coach Trevor Hoynes of McCook and head coach Julie Radka of Minden. Our pregame coverage continues shortly. Kix 96.1.
Newly remodeled with you in mind. Hi, this is Christy Dom, owner of Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments. We believe in funerals customized to every family. By adding personalization to each funeral, we recognize just how unique your loved one is. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Refreshing news! Volz Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Volz Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Lady Bison softball continues here on Kix 96.1 or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel right before McCook and Minden coming here at 5 o'clock at the Graff Event Center. Head coach Trevor Hoynes joined us on our Coach's Coffee Club program. Coach, you've had just a one match against Lexington. You had that, again, right before the weekend. 1-0 start. Great start with a nice home win in front of a good crowd of the high school gym.
Really, the one set we lost just did not play well. Missed a lot of serves. Got into a couple serve-receive rotations that we just didn't get out of. Really more of a, our side of the net, we aired too much. And then, was able to win the other sets like 25-20, 25-20, 25-17. Mm-hmm. Actually had pretty decent leads at like 23-11 in the fourth, and just kind of, we got to get that competitive fire to just go finish it instead of, we've got 15 points or so to finish this set. Let's just finish it right away. Kind of got to get that a little bit fixed, but to get serving fixed, we missed too many serves. Even though we won the match 3-1, we right around that 80% line. We want to be closer to 90. So those are some good things to fix. But overall, we had some girls play really well. So
I know talking to you after the Jamboree matches, felt like you had a pretty good idea what was going to be set for the Lexington match. Are there still some positions even after match number one that hey, I'm still looking?
We'll always look at some little things here and there. Early in the season, you don't want to make a bunch of big changes, though, after a match, just because you want to try and get some continuity amongst the girls. So, we did pretty well. Callie Crawford led us in kills. She had 14 on the night and hit 400, which is really, really good. She was able to work the ball, and Ashlyn Randall sets her most of the time and did a good job of getting her. And then Jaylee Waldron finished with 11 kills, hit right around 150. Bailey Foster finished with 10. And then Ashlyn had 6. And that's one we've got to get the ball to a little bit more some games. But hitting from the right side, we didn't pass real well at times, so that makes it a struggle to get there. But we'll get there. And Carson did a good job of setting, her three rotations as well. We kind of like what the lineup look like, and we'll go into next week and probably keep the same things.
How about your reserves? The youngsters for the first time.
So the reserves, they opened up the new court with a win. So in two sets, you know, there's some younger girls there that played, you know, some freshmen, sophomores, juniors, just kind of a mix of them, playing them in a couple different positions, just getting them a lot of sets to play that night. And then JV also 1-2. So good experience for those younger girls to come out and get two wins. And then the varsity had to follow mm-hmm. that with a win, too, to sweep the night.
Next Tuesday, right up to the Labor Day weekend, gets over Tuesday. Chase County and Minden coming to town. Both teams won their opening matches. Minden, I see preseason ranked number one in C1. Chase County with a nice win against Ogallala.
Yeah, you know, Minden obviously have been good for, you know, last 3 years. They've had that core group. They won state last year in C1, and they didn't really have a senior that saw the court. So besides maybe a serve here and there. So they returned pretty much their whole team, and they've got some really good players, a couple girls going, or one girl going Division II to Wayne State, which is a good program. So they're going to be tough. And Chase County's one we got early last year, but they were a young team, and they got, you know, by the end of the year, like I was telling you, I think they got maybe second or third, or I mean, they might even won their conference by the end of the year. I can't remember off the top of my head. So they're one who got better, and then yeah, they opened up against Ogallala with a win, so that'll kind of tell us, you know, where we're at with those two teams, and then because we'll have Ogallala the following week too.
That's Bison coach Trevor Hoynes. We'll hear from Minden coach Julie Ratka talk about the Whippets coming up here shortly on Kicks 96.1. You need a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Coverage of Lady Bison volleyball continues on Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Minden Whippets come in and rank number one in C1, defending champs. Head coach Julie Ratka, you've had a couple of matches under your belt and things going well. A lot of experience back, and expectations high for another run, another state title.
Yes, they're a great group of kids. Work hard, really athletic, and just do what's asked. And so, can't ask for better.
And you had some of those same kids. That's kind of nice. You had some of those same kids coming back this year.
I have quite a few of them, actually, yeah.
It's always good when you have, you know, hitters, some back row specialists, a setter, and everything. Was there one area that you didn't have anybody?
Tested 1-2.
You pretty much had everybody coming back, didn't you?
Yeah, we lost two seniors. One was a role player for, she was a serving specialist. And the other one, just a great kid, but didn't really necessarily have a role.
So the whole group back once again to try to do this again. And Ord, I see you went to a tournament, hosted your own tournament. That's nice. Yep. With Adams Central and Amherst team that's always pretty good. And then Valentine, pretty much you haven't lost a set yet.
Correct. Yeah.
Coach, can you throw some names out? I mean, talk about some. I know you and I interviewed last year right before the Triangular. Some of those same girls back, but I'm sure they're even stronger, bigger. They can jump higher and hit harder, can't they?
I suppose, yeah. Well, Maddie Camry's probably our leading attacker. She also sets first in the back row. Super competitive kid. Mila Emery is our other setter, but also hits outside when she's in the front row. We have two really athletic middles in McKenna Betty and McKenna Starkey. And we have a nice right side player in Kinsey Land, nice height. And Aubrey Bulis is our libero, and she does a great job for us. And then we have just lots of other role players that do just really good things for us.
Do you have quite a few that you bring off for serving, play back row, stuff like that?
I have one of those. Meredith Johnson comes in and serves for us. Rebecca Lemke plays front row for us, and she also is doing a really good job in the back row.
These girls already had good chemistry from last year. I'm sure it's you know, it's early in the season. Maybe it takes a little time to get going, but I'm sure noticed, hey, we get things going, pretty tough to beat.
We ball control real well, really well, and so then we can run fast attacks, and we have lots of weapons, and so it makes it really hard for teams to block us
if we're
ball controlling well.
Coach, if there was something that needed to improve on a little bit from last year to this year, what would that be?
I think always serve and pass. Want to be a really tough serving team. And then just the better we pass, the more options we have. And probably just a little bit defensively, whether it be blocking or backcourt defense.
Head coach Julie Radka of Minden High School. More of the pregame starting lineups. The Graff Event Center, McCook and Minden match number one is next on Kix 96.1.
In their never-ending quest to bring you the best health care possible, Decatur Health in Oberlin is pleased to announce the addition of Taylor Niermeyer, physician's assistant to our medical care provider staff. Taylor is a product of Gove County, Kansas, so she understands and has a real passion for rural health care, making her a perfect fit with the team at Decatur Health. Swing on by Decatur Health and meet Taylor. I know you'll be pleased with her passion for people. Decatur Health in Oberlin, where compassion and healing come together with providers like Taylor Niermeyer. More info online at decaturhealth.org.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today. 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
McCook High School Lady Bison Volleyball, Kix 96.1. High Plains Radio.net or KICX app and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. We're at the Graff Event Center, McCook Community College, for first of a couple of games. We'll have the first and third games tonight here at Kix 96.1 of all three on our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Yes, indeed. Ready for the first match coming up in a few minutes, McCook and the Minden Whippets. A couple of Southwest Conference teams going to battle. You just heard with Coach Radka. And Minden, one of the best teams last year, the state champions Class C1, the preseason ranked number one in C1 this year. And pretty much everybody back, get this, five of their six starters are 5'10 or taller. They've got a lot of size, a lot of power, a lot of experience. And once again, should be fun to watch. McCook, on the other hand, head coach Trevor Hoynes, got some youth, got some upperclassmen. We'll check the starting lineups coming up here in just a moment. Kix 96.1, the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook. Lady Bison Volleyball, again from the Graff Event Center, McCook Community College. Rich Barnett, I'm joined by my lovely daughter, Kaylin Barnett, and I get a chance to work a game. We did this last year. We had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did, and I'm so excited to do it again this year.
She's a little late because, granted, she had practice until 4:30. We've got our national anthem. Sorry, we'll have to talk more about that coming up in just a moment on Kicks 96.1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, preneeds, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
We are back here to the Graff Event Center, McCook Community College. Rich Barnett, Kaylin Barnett, McCook Community College outside Hitter Deluxe. Getting ready for a little road trip to Texas here in a few days, aren't you?
Yep. We also had that last year as well, and then this year we're going back there. And, yeah, I'm just very excited to go back there and have that experience again.
And Mom and Dad are going to be trying to make the trip. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised about that, but that's very exciting.
8-9 hours in a car. Holy smokes, that's going to be something, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and plus it's longer for a bus as well.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a good experience.
That this court has been good to you for the first 8 matches. We hope it's good for the McCook Lady Bison, but they're up against a pretty good Miss Minden team for real.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got to be prepared for that. State team, it's going to be very tough.
How about a team that's 5 of the 6 starters are 5'10 or taller? A lot of size.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of size, and that is a huge advantage as well. I mean, kudos to them of having height, but it all becomes all comes down with skill. I mean, a lot of times size doesn't really matter, but I mean, it could, but it all comes with skill.
Best 3 out of 5 in 3 matches tonight between McCook Minden and Chase County. Minden will play the middle game. That game will be on our YouTube channel only. And then the late game, McCook and Chase County. Kaylin's going to do the first game, and then she's got to go work concessions for the MCC volleyball team. Mark Searcy is going to join me for the latter 2 games. So we'll see Karsten Porter serving it first for the Lady Bison. As you're watching on our YouTube channel, thanks to all of our great sponsors helping us out.
Carson, of course, returning starter back at center once again. By the way, McCook 1-0 after their big win over Lexington. Good serve. Back row pass nicely done. Emery with seven in the middle. Tapped down the line off of Porter out of bounds, and it's 1-0 Minden. I have a feeling this Minden team works the outside, works the middles a lot, don't they?
Yeah. I think the pins on this is crucial as well, but I feel like having three available hitters is very, very deadly.
Back at the service line is Miley Emery. Good back row pass. It's Porter falls. Ashlyn Randall cross-court kill is picked up by the libero this time. Buell's a back set. Cross-court kill on the way, and the back set was nicely done. That time, Kenzie Land on the right side.
That mix-up right there was perfect. I mean, they were already stacking up on the outside, and then they went right to right side, and she had that split wide open.
One thing I got to do that I did have to do during football is keep track of the score. It's 2-0 at Minden. And the opening first set, back to serve Miley Emery again. And right in front of Bailey Faber, libero couldn't quite dig it up, and an ace serve. That had a lot of top spin on it.
It was more of a float drop. Oh, yeah, it dropped. It was a float serve. It was a good drop.
3-0 Whippets in the opening first set here from the Graf Event Center. Nice back row pass. Renner kind of hit a straight-up Porter. Now bumped over by Bailey Foster. Chance for the Whippets to use Buell's. Set it up here on the left side. Big block that time by Randall. Ashley comes up with a huge block off the swing by, Maddie Kimmery that time. It's 3-1. That's got to give McCook a little confidence
in
the net.
Yes, especially I think one blocker mainly went up. She was right split in the middle. I mean, Kimmery either had sharper line on that, so she needs to cut that ball.
Bailey Foster, good serve. They set it on the near side. Minden does off a block. Yep. High hands that time. And off of Renner out of bounds. Goes back to the Whippets. It's 4-1. Bear with me, folks, on the scoreboard. Where's Carl Riemann when I need him for a volleyball to keep score? Frost away while Bison football coming up again on Friday night. McCook and Aurora will have that game on Kix 96.1 and our Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Back to serve. Meredith Johnson, good dig. Bump set by Porter. Randall works the middle cross court. Good dig by Buell's. Tipped, pushed over, down the line is good. The kill that time. McKenna Starkey, one of the middle hitters that time, and it's 5-1. Minden, you just don't know where they're going to go. They're at the right sides, they're outsides, the middles.
And I feel like a lot of times you're getting sucked up too much in the middle a little bit, and they're pushing those corners, so you got to be ready on defense, stay in your base, and don't cheat.
Meredith Johnson back to serve. She is the DS in this lineup, and the cross-court serve right there is Foster. Porter gets a good pass to handle cross-court. Renner, cross-court kill. It's off of Buell's wide, and Renner had some little smoke in that one.
Yeah, that was very good. A lot of power on that. It was a very good deep cross as well, so that was going to be corner, so that was a good deep hit on that.
Coach Hoynes will go to his bench, and he will bring number 13, Jaselyn Kukendall, a young sophomore in the ballgame for the first time. It's 5-2 Minden in the opening first set. Best 3 out of 5. Good dig back row by Land. They'll set the middle again. Cross-court kills on the way. And good. Well, those middles are so dangerous. Maddie, that's the middle. They're both McKennas. There's one McKenna Starkey, McKenna Betty. Both 5'11 seniors. Who would have thought you'd have one team, both middles by the name of McKenna?
Yeah. I mean, you never really see that, but, I mean, it happens.
6-2 ballgame. Minden on top by a 4-point lead. And now Aubrey Buell's, the senior libero, back at the service line for the first time. On the good serve. Had a nice dig by Foster, set by Porter. Big swing by Kelly Crawford. Punched, and now it's Minden with a chance. Down the line, good one-handed dig by Porter. Bump set by Foster. Behind the 10-foot line as Renner sends it over. Buell's good first pass. To work the middle. And cross-court kill. Nice dig that time. Foster set over on the pass by Randall, and it falls, and it's 6-3.
Very good spot. This was a set or dump on that. They were not ready for that, so I think they need to really utilize that today.
Mm-hmm. Back to serve is Ashlyn Randall once again, one of the seniors for the Bison. It's 6-3 Minden in the first set. Nice serve right by Camry. Camry return, tips over. Good dig, overpass, and a slam that time by McKenna Beatty, the big 5'11", 6-foot senior middle hitter that time. Just kind of lifted.
I think there was a little miscommunication right there. That was a really easy read on the tip. I think that should have got easily put up, but there's a little miscommunication on the Cook side.
Maddie Camry back at the service line for Minden. 7-3 Whippets lead in the first. Back row pass nicely done. Jaylee Walgren in the ballgame for the first time. Callie Crawford's going to get a kill off a tip of the net, and it's 7-4.
And that's very good because she has four hands up on that. She needs to cut on those.
Also,
good
Morgan,
high hands.
Morgan Griffin in the lineup. You had a chance to coach those two
at
club ball, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it was a very fun coaching them.
Jaylee Walgren back at the service line. 7-4 Minden in the opening first setter. Bison hanging around. A little sideways pass. Saved by Emery. Hit over the left hand and out of bounds wide that time. Rebecca Limka, the junior, right side or on the far side at 7-5. McCook trailing by two.
Only by two. That's pretty good so far. I think McCook just needs to keep getting them out of the system. I think this would really help him in the long run.
Walgren back at the service line. 7-5 Minden. Lead line drive hit the top of the table. Dumped over, and Randall couldn't quite get a pancake hand underneath. That time it's Point Minden. 8-5 Whippets in the opening first set. What do you think so far? Bison hanging tight?
Yeah, not bad at all. I mean, they're hanging in there. I think they can do a little bit faster offense, be a little bit more prepared on defense. Reed, I think their Minden's hitter's a little bit better. Other than that, I think they're playing good.
Well, the roll shot by Foster and hit it behind the antenna that time. On that left side, out of bounds point, Minden Whippets up by a 9-5 lead in the opening first set. Young in the season, early, just week number two. Getting things started for both teams. Minden had a couple of matches last week. McCook just had the one with Lexington, and they won in four at the high school gym. Back row pass by Walgren, bump set by Randall. Pushed over by Crawford. Chance for the Whippets right here. A little back set, far side of a block, and the kill is good. Kinsey Land on the right side, and it's 10-5, Whippets by five. McCook's had a blocker every time they get a piece of it.
So yeah, they're just using high hands right now. Minden's just playing really smart right now. McCook just really needs to reach up on there. Other than that, if it's high hands, they got to see it and then make an effort for it.
Tough pass at the time by the Whippets. It ends up out of bounds in the second pass. It's 11-5. Timeout, McCook. We're back to the Graff Event Center coming up here shortly on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save when you buy a car from us today.
Lady Bison Volleyball, Kix 96.1, Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Rich Barnett, Galen Barnett doing the color once again for this first matchup here, the first of three, best 3 out of 5. And this one, 11-5, good timeout, Coach Hoynes. You know, they're hanging in there, 11-5. Defensively, what does McCook got to do different?
Obviously, I think they're standing up on setter dump as well, so I think they got to be ready for that. They just need to read the hitters. I think one time Maddie Camry was in the middle when she ripped one down to her right, and McCook's left. I think she was facing directly towards that. Nobody was there, so they just need to read their shoulders more. Other than that, I think just need to be a little bit more aggressive, bring it to them, a little bit more high hands because they're going high hands. So just go be a little bit more crafty on the hitting.
Then the drives the coach nuts and miss a timeout, miss a serve after a timeout, and Minden missed a timeout. 11-6 Minden push over, actually hit over the second. Chance.
Free ball, basically.
Amory Griffin sets it up far side. Foster down the line, off the hands of Maddie Camry, out of bounds. That's too straight.
And you see what happens when you get him out of system. You basically get a roll shot, a free ball over, and you use that and you utilize rip away. Be smart.
Bison hanging tough here in the first set, trailing 11-7. Kelly Crawford played a lot as a freshman last year, counted on for big things here in his sophomore year as well. On the serve, cross court, nice, good first pass by Lemke. Center had to really chase that down. Pushed over chance for the Bison right here. Foster backs at Randall. It's getting Morgan Griffin off a block. Goes backwards at her first kill. It's 11-8. Minden's lead's cut to 3. Another young outside hitter right there, isn't she?
Yes.
She came along your club season a lot, didn't
she? Yes, she did. Worked on the adjustments, and I can tell she adjusted and she got better.
Crawford back at the service line. Lady Bison trailer by 3 in the opening set. 11-8. Back row pass by Buells. Cameron, they'll go back set. A little pushover, dump over. Fisted by Foster. Kept alive, but can't be picked up at the third chance. Nice effort by McCook. Point Minden is 12-8.
I think there needs to be a little bit more better communication. We're sticking out arms a little bit. I think you ought to trust your back row that you're right there. But also comes with communication that I say, hey, I'm right behind you. Trust me on that. Let me get it.
Back at the service line, McKenna Beatty, and she serves one in the net. Minden's missed a couple of serves as of late. Point McCook, Bison trail by just three again, 12-9. Griffin will check out. We'll see Karsten Porter, the starting center, back at the service line. And it's a 12-9 ball game. Minden has led, but Bison are hanging tough. Going to be set. Emery go back set slide. Out of bounds. Oh, picked up by Foster. Looked like that thing was going to go long. Foster, a little roll shot over. Picked up by Minden, by Camry. Bump set. Big swing by Kinsey Land. Right side in the net. Point McCook. And the Bison trail by just two. 12-10 in the first. What's Minden doing? What's up with them now?
They are running a really fast offense, but McCook is getting them out of the system quite a bit, which is very good for McCook. They are really utilizing the pins, especially on the slide a little bit. I think she just overran that a little bit, so it was just bad timing on that.
There was pretty good bump set spike that time and a good setup that time to Linka go right down the line with it.
Yeah, Ryan was wide open on that.
13-10, Minden with a big kill that time, three-point lead. Back of the service line is Miley Emery, junior, outside. Good serve. Fathers right there. And Porter worked the middle to Randall. Actually, Renner that time. Tilbert, good dig by Buell's and Libero that time. Bumped over. Chance McCook right here. Porter gets a good pass to handle. Cross court. Foster, big swing. Cross court. Hit deep. Saved by Emery and over by Minden. Chance right there, Father. Good first pass to Porter. Back set, Randall. Had a bounce long. Had to go over a couple of trees in that front row. Ashlyn did hit it long out of bounds. 14-10. If only she had dad's height. You know, if she was, you know, 6'6", like a Papa Brad was back in the day, you know, that might have been a different story. Got mom's height instead. 14-10. Bump set by Porter. Foster sends it over. Back row pass by Lemke. It's going to be set. Worked the middle. Actually dumped over. Had me fooled. Good job by McCook digging things up. Still playing. Dumped over. Second pass by Minden. Great job of the center that time. Emery dumped it over at 15. Actually, yeah, 15-10. Whippets by 5. Back to serve will be Miley Emery. One thing about these Minden girls, they all look the same. You know, 5'10". They just look all the same. 15-10. Cross court served barely dug up. Foster and could not be dug up. Ace serve. Whippets get a couple of points back, and it's 16-10. Plenty of good seats available for this one. Coming out of the Graff Event Center. Watch some volleyball tonight. 16-10. The JVs are playing over the high school gym tonight. Bumped up by Foster. Set by Porter. Far side Randall and hit it high and long out of bounds. Missed opportunity there. 17-10. Whippets. Getting some good passes and stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes. I feel like sets need to be a little bit towards the net a little bit because the hitters are overrunning it. Either that or the hitters have to wait on the ball a little bit and then swing at it.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
Set by Porter. Worked the middle. They made her interrupted. And Renner, nice job. The block, double block is there. And the right side was open, wasn't it?
Yeah, good cut on that one. Like exactly what you need to do. She has four hands up, need to cut the ball.
The incredible Mark Searcy just showed up, by gosh. 17-11 back to serve is Bailey Foster. 17-11, and that serve. Well, you got momentum just after a good play like that, and you come back with a missed serve. I watched so many missed serves over the last couple of days in college volleyball. It makes me scream.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Is right. 18-11 Minden. But coaches always say, we got it to be aggressive. I get it.
Yes.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, with their misses. Set by Porter. Worked the middle of Randall over block. Right there is Minden. Whippets, Buell's back set. Left side cross-court kill picked up by Father. Set by Porter. Renner, we're going to swing. Or Walgren that time. Sorry, Daley Walgren with a nice kill cross-court. Bison get a much-needed point. It's 18-12 Minden.
Yes, and I think it's really good that McCook needs to keep mixing it up a little bit to get their blockers off because that one she had split. So she had six open, and that's how she got a kill.
18-12. And on the serve, once again, it's for McCook back in and a miss serve. 19-12. Seven-point game as Cookendall in the net. She'll come out. And it'll be Favre checking back in. Buell's libero back in for the Whippets. Trying to stay undefeated. Number one ranked team in Class C1. Cross-court line try picked up by Walgren. Set. Crawford off a block. Doug. Callie's second chance. Hits it over. Chance for Minden right here. Back set by Emery. Back out of bounds. out of bounds off of Link. A missed shot opportunity that time. It's 19-13. How about having a lefty on the right side? That's every coach's dream, isn't it?
I know. Yes, yes, because that gets the blockers, like the defense off a little bit. So, yeah, that is very good.
Randall, good serve. Almost got an ace that time, Doug. I have a hit over by Minden. Chance of the Bison right here. Bump set by Randall. Far side. Roll shot by Walgren. Dug up by Minden. Emery will set it up near side off a block. And the kill is good by Matty Camry here near side. And Minden is the first team to 20. It's 20-13 Whippets. Busy day of sports. Got these games here at the high school. We got the Lady Bison softball team playing at home against Cozad tonight. Bison boys tennis at Hastings today. Oh my gosh, a lot of stuff going on. And a miss serve by Minden. They've missed a few in this first set. It's 20-14 in the miss serve. Billy Walgren back to serve. And a 20-14 Whippet lead. Coach is on the sidelines. Collins serves. Nice serve. Dug up by Buell. It's going to be set. Quick hitter and then work the middle. Crawford got a hand on it. Punched it over. Pushed over. Randall. Griffin will get the setup. Crawford back roll between the hands of Matty Camry out of bounds. And the Bison get a couple of points
good,
back.
Good spot because right there, the one of the Minden girl was sucked up too far and she hit it deep by hands and killed for her.
By the way, we're at 999 subscribers. We need one more to hit 1,000.
Let's go.
So subscribe. Hit that subscribe button when you want. It doesn't cost you a thing. Not a cent, but please hit that subscribe. We want to get to 1,000. 2015 Minden of the first. On the cross court kill, dug up by Favre. Set by Randall. Back set, driven. Good swing off a block. Ooh. And nice job, Minden. Good recovery by the Bison. Yeah, nice job, Kelly Crawford. And it falls and Point Bison 20-16. How about that one?
Oh my gosh, I love that play. All the hustle, all out. Oh my gosh, that was so amazing.
20-16, Bison trying to come back again. It's a 4-point game. And set number one, best 3 out of 5 of this one. Jalen Walgren back at the service line from McCook. And the cross court serve dug up, pushed over by Minden. It's going to be 2 hits.
Yep.
And that's a new rule this year. Right. Not only college, but high school. Pushing it over, 2 hits. Tell me about that.
So there was the NCAA college rule came out that you can now double on your side. So anybody, when you set and it's a double, it doesn't cost you anything. But if you push it over and it's a double, that is a point for the other team.
So it goes in a high, it's a high school rule, I guess.
Yeah, I would assume so too. Because I mean, if it's college, it's going to be high school. I would assume. I don't know entirely sure on that, but I know for sure college is.
Well, I see if it's a college rule. My gosh, yeah. You got it because you get your kid get
it
kids
would make
ready
sense.
For college.
Yes, it would you make know. Sense.
Yeah. Anyway, nevertheless, it's a point McCook and the Bison are within 3, 20-17.
Use this momentum to come back.
Off the timeout for Minden. Coach Ratka probably not quite happy with the way her team has played at times this opening first set. Bison get the serve right back. It'll be Jalee Walgren back at the service line in a 20-17 Minden lead. Chase County Minden will play the middle game, and then it'll be McCook and Chase County in the nightcap coming up tonight. Walgren on the serve. Cross court, same spot. Buell's as libero. Set, near side, tapped over the block. Single block, Griffin. And the kill by Emery. A little tip over, 21-17. It's a big point by Minden off the timeout. Rebecca Lemke back at the service line for Minden. 4-point Whippet lead on the short serve that time, dug up by Walgren. Pretty good pass to Randall. Back set, Crawford. Down the line. Good dig by Buell's. Upset. And now swatted over. Chance for the Bison right here. Randall back set. Crawford or Morgan Griffin that time. Nice dig by Minden. Second pass sent over by and picked up by Walgren back row. Bump set by Randall. Bumped over by Favre. Chance for the Whippets right here. Set. Back set. And will slide effect in it. Back line. Ooh, just out of bounds. Long. Looked like I might have hit that back line. It was awful.
That
close.
Was very close.
But we got a touch of
that.
We got a touch of that nevertheless. So point Minden, 22-17. By the way, the down judge, you probably don't know. You know the guy, but remember a young lady who played the club ball with Nebraska Gold? Her dad, our libero?
Oh.
As old good buddy George Cornwell.
Yes.
That, once again, former
awesome
Indianola guy. He's doing some refereeing. down judge here. 22-17 down the line. Kills on the way and good by Kinsey Land. The Whippets are up by 6, 23-17. I'm not for sure who the partner is. I recognize the guy in the chair, but I can't put a name to a face. 6-point lead. Cross-court kill. What a pretty buzz. Serve that time by Lemke. It's 24-17 on the eighth serve, and here's set point number one. So the Bison hung in there for a while, Kaylin.
I think they just let their foot off the gas a little bit. I mean, and then I think Minden just got in the system a lot and just hammered it to them. It's crunch time now, red zone.
Lemke off, back row off of Walgren, out of bounds, and that's your first set. Minden, it was nip and tuck for a while. They led the entire first set, but they win the first set by a final score, 25-17. We'll take a break and back more Lady Bison volleyball from the Grand Forks Event Center shortly. Kicks 96.1 on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel.
Refreshing news. Volf Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Volf Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Rich Barnett, Kaylin Barnett, broadcast live from the Graff Event Center, McCook Community College. One set in the books, 25-17 the first, Kaylin, and Bison hung in there, but Minden, boy, they're strong. But I'm sure Coach Radka, their coach, probably not all happy with the way they played.
No, especially at the level they were last year. I mean, it's really early in the season, understandable, but at the same time, it's no excuse to just bring it to them. I think McCook was having a really good momentum there in the late set, but then it just turned right around to Minden. I think when it comes to crunch time, Minden's hitting right over the block, so yeah. I feel like McCook's defense needs to turn it up a little bit, and especially serve receive. I mean, serve receive was a little iffy there in the last set because of aggressive serves, but other than that, McCook's they're doing pretty good. Yeah, I think they're hanging in there.
Got to have that type of effort here in set number two. Good first set by Minden. Porter will set up. Little roll shot by Foster, trying to find a hole. Picked up Emery, second pass, back set, cross-court kill. Good effort by Randall. Could not dig it up. And the kill by Kinsey Land for Minden, and the Whippets on top 1-0. They just got so many weapons to go to.
Yes, and they're just mixing up, like I was going to mention here. McCook's defense, they're still moving when they're already when Minden's already going to hit. So, I mean, they really just need to read where it's going and then set feet and then dig from there.
Abby Renner in the net with that attempted kill that time, and that's 2-0 Minden. And a team you don't want to fall down behind a lot, go down the line. Randall's right there. Bump set by Porter. Bumped up by free ball over by Foster. Chance for the Whippets right here. They're worth the middle, and the pass set was not good that time at all. And nice job of the block in the net for the Bison, and it's 2-1.
I mean, that was a given point to McCook, but yeah, that was a miscommunication on Minden's side in the middle.
Kirsten Porter back at the service line, and a 2-1 Minden lead. They're up a set. Won the first set 25-17 on the good serve. It's dug up by Lemke. Not a good pass. And the center had to chase that one and tipped in the net. We're tied at 2 apiece. So the Bison hanging around, just you can convert off their mistakes.
Yes, I think they just need to stay aggressive the whole time. I mean, they are staying aggressive in the first set, but then when they let off the gas, I mean, Minden just brought to them. So if they just stay aggressive, they're going to be in this.
Porter in the net with a missed serve, and it's 3-2 Minden. Boy, a lot of college volleyball besides watching you guys here over the weekend. Tonight at Nebraska at SMU. Louisville, Penn State tonight.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
At Penn State.
Wow. And that's one of the best atmospheres in college volleyball.
That's going to be fun to watch. You got my DVR set on that one. On the good serve. Back row pass by Favre. Second chance over by Randall. Set up by Emery. Worked the middle this time. Grant slam that time with the middle. That time McKenna Starkey for the big time kill for Minden. The whip it's up by 2-4-2. Boy, those middles. Wow.
It's all corners. They're hitting all corners. I feel like if they hit corners a lot of times, you got to readjust on defense.
4-2. It's Meredith Johnson back at the service line. Good first pass by Foster. Porter. Renner. Little roll shot over. Didn't have a lot on it. Back set far side. Big swing. Good dig by Porter. Going to be set by Randall. Foster with the swing. Cross court. Hit straight up. Good save that by Emery. Swing over by Lemka, dug it by Favre, Porter, back set, swing by Randall, off a block, and it falls. That's when Randall had to kind of twerk her body a little bit, off a block, and it falls. It's 4-3.
Well, and also, Minden was trying to get their outside hitter out of system because Bailey had to take that short tip, so then she couldn't really transition back, so she had to set it clear back to the right side. So, I mean, hey, that was really good of seeing available hitters.
Once again, a bad pass. Could not be the center could not handle it. It's called a lift, and we are tied at four apiece in this set number two. Not the greatest passes, once again, even for a 5'10 center to handle. Emery has to run down a little bit, off the net a little bit. Roll shot over, picked up by Porter. Chance for the Bison to take their first lead of the night. Roll shot over by Walgren. Back row picked up by Buell. Set, near side, swing, cross court kill. Good dig, Favre, and can't be handled. Bailey, give it a shot to keep it alive off a big-time slam. And the Whippets get a point. It's 5-4 Minden. Again, we are 999 subscribers on our Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Please hit that subscribe button. And we want to get to 1,000 tonight. Back of the service line is McKenna Starkey for Minden in the net. We can see that from up here. It was sailing in the net. We're tied at 5 apiece. Crawford back in front row. We'll see Kuykendall back in to serve. We've got to get this one. Oh, she missed her last one at the service line. 5-5 ball game. Minden won the first set 25-17. On the good serve, this one's deep serving out of bounds and along. 6-5. We'll see the Chase County Longhorns coming up against Minden in match number two. They had a nice win over Ogallala last week to kick off the season. They've just played one match. That's it. 6-5. Coach Ratka calling serves on the far side. Maddie Camry at the service line. That, I think, would have went out of bounds. And Bailey Foster should have let it. It was a bullet that time.
Oh, yes. And if she was sucked way too far back, it was above her shoulder. I mean, that was going to be sailing out.
In the heat of the moment, sometimes, you know. But
Gotta have court awareness.
Yeah, you got to know where you're
awareness.
At. Gotta know where you're at. 7-5. Another line drive.
There,
let it go. Holy smokes. Camry hit it 10 feet out of bounds that time. It's 7-6 in the missed serve. Ashlyn Randall back at the service line. As Porter's out, Griffin back in the front row. Bumped and set over now, swung over by Lemke. Griffin will set it far side off the block that time. Walgren set near, work the middle. Could be four hits in the net. We're tied at 7 apiece.
Really feel like right there, great transition on the outside, but the middle, we could have ran a slide on that and then pulled the block a little bit, and then I think our outside would have had a better opportunity of hitting, just having one blocker out there, so hitting split.
Hammer sets it up, blocked once again by McCook. Nice job getting a hand on that one. Bound down 10-foot line is Randall. Nice dig by Buells, but it overpass. Knocked over by Griffin, and the Bison got the first lead of the night.
Yes.
8-7 Bison in the second.
Take off from here, use the momentum.
McCook serving aggressively. Randall back at the service line. Back row pass shanked a little bit by Land. Lemke the lefty off a block, and it's on. Yeah, nice set, clear cross court that time.
Yes, that was a beautiful set. And especially that was out of system a little bit, and then she got them right back in the system. That was a good hit.
8-8 in the second. Minden up a set and the best 3 out of 5 on this one. Rebecca Lemke back at the service line for the Whippets. Short serve, boy, a lot of movement. Dug up, bumped over by Griffin, up bumped over by Crawford, and sideline out of bounds. Too far wide that time. Point Minden. Whippets got a 1-point lead, 9-8. Lemke back at the service line for the Whippets and Minden High School. A lot of high school volleyball around the area tonight. Good triangular here at the Graff Event Center. Back set. Walgren off a block, off the tape that time. Good dig, block to the net, cut to lie by McCook. Set over by Randall, back row. Chance for Minden to use it. Back set, far side, big swing off a block, and it's out of bounds off McCook as Minden let that thing out off the block. Point Whippets, it's 10-8. It seems still McCook's getting hands on balls at the net.
Yes, and that is actually very good. It's I think it brings a lot of motivation to McCook because they're stopping balls a lot. So that really helps them get them out of system a lot and then also have opportunities to get offense set up.
And out of bounds, the swing off of the middle that time. McKenna Biddy goes out of bounds. Bison, nice dig back row that time by Bobber. And it's 10-9. McCook cuts that lead down to 1. Just keeping the play alive a little bit, making the other team play that ball. Walgren back in the service line on 10-9. This one goes wide. She likes to cut that. You do that, try to that serve as well, cross court, and try to kind of drive by the 10-foot line too, don't you?
Yes, because you want to serve it outside their body instead of inside because we really want to serve it on the weak side of the person.
Big dig by Favre off the serve. Randall back set. Crawford swing goes back right out of bounds long. 12-9, Whippets by 3 now. But that's an awfully tough serve to get, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because sometimes you tend to turn too much, and then you get that served out of bounds just like exactly how it is. So it's tough. I mean, it all comes with practice.
Back in the service line, libero Aubrey Buells for Minden. The cross-court serve right there is Foster, set by Randall. Crawford, the back set, cross-court, kills on the way in, good.
She hit it right in the split. That is perfect.
Yeah, I love listening to you talk about between the split, tooling, stuff like that. Hitters gotta practice that, don't they?
Oh yeah, definitely. And I mean, you gotta see it a little bit. And also, I think back row really needs to utilize communication as well. Like, hey, you got line, you got cross, you got tool, because that really helps a lot. Because sometimes hitters can have a blind hit, so that means that it's a high ball and they can't really see the block a little bit. So I mean, back row just really needs to communicate a lot what they have available.
Yep. Missed serve by the Bison that time, 13-10. Whippets by 3 on the service is Emery. And not a good opening pass off the serve in the net. 14-10 Whippets have a 4-point lead. And Coach Trevor Hoynes, yep, I see a timeout. Nope. Is he? No, not quite yet. Not quite yet. As Miley Emery back at the service line again. Could take that time. Foster bump set. Pushed over by Renner. Bison a chance. Back set, or Whippets a chance right here. Back set tipped over. Chance from McCook right here. Randall back set. Big swing, cross court. Griffin that time. It's picked up by Minden. Back row attack this time. Emery cross court at the corner. Randall did her best to try to dig it up, and it falls at 15-10. And here's your coach, Trevor Hoynes, timeout. 15-10 Whippets. We're back to the Graff Event Center here shortly on Kicks 96.1.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzzworthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Rich Barnett, Caleb Barnett here at the Graff Event Center as timeout taken by head coach Trevor Hoynes. 15-10. Again, a set where McCook got off to a rough start early. They battled back, had a 1-point lead at one time. Caleb what needs to be done for the Bison to get back in this game trailing by five.
I really feel like the defense on McCook's side, they're still moving a lot when there's already contact made on Minden's side. So especially the high corner balls, they're moving the opposite direction, and then the ball's going the other way. So they got to set their feet first and then read it, because there's a lot of balls that were easy to read, but then they just didn't read it correctly, and then that was a points cost for McCook.
15-10 on the serve. Back row pass by Walgren. Randall sits on the far side. Renner off the net. Blocked. Faubers right there. Back set Randall. Near side going to be Griffin. It's blocked. Pick dug up by Foster. Set by Randall. Going to be Renner with a swing right there. It's a block from Minden again. Punch over by Foster and another block. Minden a wall on that possession right there, weren't they? 16-10.
Yes. That was, wow, four blocks
yeah.
in a play. So kudos to Minden. That was pretty good.
Back of the service line again is Miley Emery for the Whippets in a six-point lead. Back row pass, shanked it a little bit, chased on by Randall. Ready right-handers out of bounds, long by Foster. 17-10, missed shot that time by Bailey. And the Whippets have things in control here in the second. Said they won the first set 25-17. Bison need one of their comebacks like we've seen a couple of times in this match tonight. Hard serve at the top of the tape. Good concentration by Walgren. Bumps up by Randall. Renner a swing off a block and falls. Much needed kill.
Yes, that was a really good sharp there, especially four hands up. You got it. It's either tool to line or you got sharp cross.
17-11 on the big kill by the Bison. Much needed. Porter's back in. Griffin will sit. And here comes the serve by Karsten. Little jump serve picked up by Rhett Lemke. They'll set the work the just off the net that time. And off a block, the kill's on the way by McKenna Stark. He's on the way again. It's 18-11 Minden. They work their middles kind of, not just set up in the middle. They work them to sides a little bit, don't they?
Yes, they do. And that is very smart on Minden's side, because as of right now, McCook's really utilizing the pins, and that's really it. And Minden knows where it's going, but on Minden's side, three hairs up at all times, and that is really great for them, because that gets the blockers off, and that gets better opportunities for the hitters to hit.
Meredith Johnson misses a serve for the Whippets. Gives the Bison a point. 18-12. Bailey Foster back in the service line. Bison need a run here. Need a run. And danger going down 2-0. Little float serve. Chased down by Emery. Worked the middle this time. Big swing. Cross court. Boy, a lot of heat on that one by Maddie Camry. The kill's good. It's 19-12 Whippets. Boy, she gets on top of that ball.
Yes. And to her left was wide open. Not surprising why she hit that, where she hit that spot. So, I mean, McCook really need to read that on defense.
McKenna Starkey back at the service line for Minden. C1 champs last year. Everybody back. The favorite to win it this year again. Hit a little sideways by Favre. Swatted by Reynolds inside the antenna. Tipped over, and just a little tip over that time. Rinky Dink tipped that time by Camry. Falls, and the Whippets are the first one to 20 at 20-12. Back of the service line once again for Minden is their senior middle, McKenna Starkey. Cross court serve right there is Foster.
Good pass.
Porter off the 10-foot line as Walgren off a block. Pancake kept alive, but it's out of bounds off of. Got a net violation nevertheless against Minden. So that would have went out of bounds anyway, so McCook would have got the points. 20-13, but the Bison just can't trade points. They've got to get a run going right here.
Yes. We're in red zone now. In college, we call it red zone.
Red zone, yeah.
No more points at this point until you get to red zone and you just keep going from there.
Cook it all back to serve for the Lady Bison at 20 to trailing 2013. Back row pass nicely done. Emery will set it up. Cross court tip down the line. I think I would have went wide, but good effort by Foster. We're still playing. Minden, they'll set up work the middle this time again. Right there is Bailey in the Foster back row, set by Porter. Back set of Randall and goes right through the hands and can't be dug up. Went through the hands that time of Kenzie Land. 20-14, Bison get a bunch of needed points.
Yes, that was a very good line shot. This is what McCook needs. Hit around the block.
Need about six more of these in a row.
Yes.
Trailing 20-14.
And it's possible. It's possible.
Could happen. You never know. Cugandola at the service line. Buell's the libero on the back set. Far side to get that lefty right side hitter. And once again, Lemke once again went through the block that time, didn't she?
Yes. huge split on that. I feel like the outside, they pulled it way too far out. Especially she was outside, so only she had was cross. So she needs to come in. She needs to tell Callie, her middle, that, hey, she's out. We need to go inside a little bit.
21-14 on the deep serve. Right there is Foster, going to be set by Porter. Callie Crawford, big swing. It's just long out of bounds. Ugh, missed it that time, 22-14. Whippets. I think H is their biggest lead of the night in the first or second set. Back at the service line is Maddie Camry. What a lolly pop short serve right there is McCook. Bump set by Porter. Out of system ball. It's Randall hitting it over. Chance for the Whippets right here. Bump set, and now big swing block. Out of bounds. Did it fall in? Oh, the line judge set out. McCook thought it was in, but not the case. It's 23-14. And, oh, did they get a... Official said yes, so we'll take that point off and put it back on McCook's side, 22-15. Right.
I mean, obviously it's a...
Did we have our green card? And I didn't see that?
It's a hard view right here to see if it was in or out, so I was like, hey, if you overturn a call, it's your call.
Where's the monitor? I don't see a monitor around here. And the minute with the missed opportunity, a couple of back-to-back points is 22-16. When will the technology kick in and we'll have no more line judges in any high school or college volleyball game? Mark Sears is going to write a big check one of these days and get some technology here. Out of bounds and the miss serve, 23-16. Whippets won the first set, 25-17. Bison up by six, or trailing by seven, sorry, here in the set number two. Again, we play best three out of five. On the serve, Lemke. Walgren. Delia gets it right back. Cross court. Dug up. Fuels Libero. Sets it a far side. Cross court. Good dig right there by Randall. Set by Griffin. Pushed over and off a block and a ball. Delia Walgren going to be credited with the kill, and it's 23-17. Walgren back at the service line. And a 6-point Whippet lead. Bison hanging around. Just don't let him get the 24 anytime soon. On the good serve, back row pass by Buells. Work the middle of the stump, Camry. Nice dig by Randall. Go bumps over by Favre. Bison could not work at that time. Back set, worked the middle this time on a great play that time. McKenna Betty with the kill. And here's set point number one for the Whippets here in set number two. 24-17, Minden in set number two. It'll be Aubrey Buells back at the service line for Minden. Try to win set number two. On the serve, back row pass by Foster. Right there is Randall. Back set, Callie Crawford. Out of bounds long. She missed a couple of them that late in that set. 25-17. And I guess we're just playing two out of three tonight. I thought we were at three out of five. My bad. Sorry about that. We'll wrap up this first set, or first match, coming up here in just a moment on Kicks 96.1.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware, open Monday through Friday 7 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
Brandon is super pumped about Runza.
Runza is so sweet.
Especially all their desserts.
Oh, those are the sweetest.
Chocolate, vanilla, and twist ice cream cones, 4 flavors of shakes, chocolate chip cookies, and ice cream sandwiches.
Literally sweet.
Aw, I love your enthusiasm.
Well, I love Runza.
So sweet of you. Come satisfy your sweet tooth. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Okay. Hello.
back here at the Graff Event Center. Rich Barnett, Kalen Barnett. Apologize. I thought they played 3-5 as Strangler with just three matches, but it's barely 2 out of 3. So my bad. 25-17. Minden's good. But I thought McCook hung in there, did some good things. Got some things to work on, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I feel like the things that they need to work on, definitely service it up at that point because, I mean, it got McCook out of system a lot. Minden was serving aggressively, but there was quite a bit of times that McCook didn't move their feet to the ball, and there were some serves that were pretty easy to get. Also, that McCook needs to read better on tips. There was a lot that were very easily readable. Just there wasn't communication there. There were two that, there were a couple girls that looked at each other, let it drop. So you can't let that happen. And then blocking as well. McCook let a lot of corners open because of the blocks getting pulled too far out. Same with getting tooled or Minden hitting splits because we're pulling the block way too far out or not communicating with our middle a lot. Hey, go right side. Hey, going outside. But other than that, I think McCook was really aggressive on the hitting, which got Minden out of system quite a bit at times. When McCook gets that free ball back, they really need to utilize their middle as well, get three hitters up instead of just really relying on the pins a lot because Minden was reading the pins really easy, and that's how Minden had so many blocks during that game. But it comes with McCook that they needed to use either tool, and if they see split, hit that split. Other than that, you have tool or sharp a lot because Minden has big blocks. You cannot hit into the block all the time because you're not going to get anything out of it. So I feel like that's really what they need to work on, cleaning up serves as well. There was a lot of given points. I mean, Minden was the same thing. They gave up a lot of serves too, which McCook really needs to utilize those runs a lot. So, but other than that, I think they didn't do too bad against Minden, in which Minden's really good, especially coming off of last year. So I think that was a great motivational game of the next one that they can play better against Chase County.
See, this is what I get a chance to listen to at home when you got a mom and you got a daughter that just talk volleyball. And so I just sit there and just I got a drink in my hand and just soaking it up.
Yeah.
I got my popcorn just eating it and just soaking it up. So you did a good job. First of all, before we let you go, MCC Volleyball going to Gainesville, Texas. You got two matches on Friday, two matches on Saturday. It's going to be a 9-hour plus trip for you. You guys live in Thursday, right?
Yes, we are. We're going to stay night in Oklahoma City, and then we'll leave from there, and then we'll go to Gainesville Friday, and then we'll play, and then we'll play again Saturday, and then we'll come home Saturday night. Hopefully, we'll get home by midnight. So
yeah.
I remember last year we got home at 2 in the morning. Whoo,
yeah.
That was a little difficult, but, hey, I think it was a pretty fun trip.
But somebody drives for you, you can sit back and kind of relax and sleep, can't you?
Yeah, yes. I mean, sometimes I get bummy at times, but, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a good road trip to get out, go to different states to compete. I mean, a lot of teams do that, but, I mean, there are teams out there that don't get the opportunity to go really far away to go and compete against other teams that you'll never, ever compete because of they're never in your region or in your conference.
You're 7-1. You played four, eight great, good teams off the bat. Your home matches, 4-0 the first weekend, 3-1. You're going to face some good teams. But this team's really coming along. 7-1 is a pretty good start.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, not going to lie, I don't even remember when MCC was 7-1 at the start.
Yeah.
And I think when we were 4-0, I heard it was first time for Cobza that she started 4-0 on home court. So, hey, I think I am very proud of that. And I'm very proud of this team, especially how young we are. We only we have four to five sophomores playing, and the rest are freshmen. So, I mean, hey. That is amazing because then also with the freshmen coming back, they're going to also push the incoming freshmen, and hopefully that could be really good there. But other than that, hey, we have a really great chemistry. So grateful for that. We are doing good. Just working on a lot of personal skills in practice because I feel like team-wise we're doing pretty good. Our service even defense is pretty good. I think we're really just working on blocking and hitting. I think that's our main area that we're kind of struggling on in games at times, especially because of our size. I mean, we're not very tall at all. I think Rowan is our tallest player, and she's only 5'11 on the team, and the rest, it's 5'8, 5'9, 5'7 of the hitting. So when we come against 6-foot-plus blockers, we got to work on tooling and cutting around the block and also blocking those players as well. So, yeah, that's what we're working on, and, hey, I've it's going pretty good. So we just got to utilize that into the game now.
I know you're hungry. Thank you very much, darling. Super job as always, and we will do this again sometime.
Yes, I love this.
All right, we're going to take a break. Send it on Kicks 96.1. We're going to extend it back to music. Mark and I are going to do the game, the next game, on our YouTube channel only. Mark and I are back then on Kicks 96.1 for the McCook Chase County game coming up. So once again, our listeners on Kicks 96.1, we got more music, more volleyball coming up later. Kicks 96.1.